Greg's?
You know. You fucked up.
On your ass while Greg's.
Roe v. Wade.
Boy.
What is...
That's a heavy topic. That's a heavy topic. We got another topic before we jump onto that heavy, heavy topic. That's a heavy topic. No, you just want to jump straight into the straight to the deep end.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
What's
abortions?
What a world! What a oh my God! I'm not a woman, so it's only so much that I can actually speak on. It's a lot of shit that I'm witnessing. It's a lot of shit that I'm hearing. It's a lot of shit I'm taking into consideration. But at the same time, I can listen objectively. I'm pro-choice. Pro-choice.
Same.
That because, you know what I'm saying, I have no real choice. So what the fuck? I'm pro-choice. But I can't get with the people that are just strictly pro-life. Can't get with the people that are strictly pro-life. But someone offered whether there be a compromise. 3 months.
3 months.
Into the pregnancy. Do you feel like that can be a compromise?
I feel like, so you're saying like.
Disclaimer, I'm pro-choice, but I'm hearing about the compromise.
Like, you have 3 months to decide whether or not you're going to keep the child. And after that 3 months is, honestly, I'm pro-choice too, but that is not a
bad compromise. It's really not.
I mean, shit. Like, if you can't decide
it's really not
90 fucking days, you can't decide within 90 days. Like, this should be the only fucking thing you thinking about for the next 90 days. Like, do I want to have this child or not? Like,
and it's, I feel like, and like I say that, is it makes sense.
I can't get mad at that.
It makes sense, but just saying that, oh, no.
Oh, of course. It's saying that everybody else would stand on the ground. I should, if I wanted to abort the baby after 8 months, like, bro, like,
that's, that's a little wild.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a little wild.
It's like, come the fuck on. Is it seriously still?
But it's not my choice.
It's not my choice. And I thank God I don't have to go through.
If it was my baby, if it was my baby, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, that situation is definitely situational. And I want to put that in a huge disclaimer. Mm-hmm. That is situational. Like, when it comes down to rape, incest, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, chill. But you know what I'm saying, you just in a failed relationship, you've been 7 months down the road, and it's some crazy people out here.
Now you just out here wanting to, you know,
it's some crazy people
ride the cock carousel, you know, and then slept with, you know, a bunch of different people.
So in a sense, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to any debate, any type of war, both sides feel like they're right, and they kind of have like justifiable reasons to think they're like to support their reasons of thinking they're right.
Yeah.
But I can't get with the total pro-life shit. I can't get with the 100% pro-life. If I had to choose, of course, pro-choice. But the compromise is not that outlandish.
So I saw somebody else say as well, this does not end abortion. Mm-hmm. This just ends.
Just outlaws the shit.
No, this just ends safe abortions.
Just outlaw the shit. You make the shit just illegal or frowned upon.
Yeah, it's pretty wild out here. It's gonna get crazy out here. When people can no longer legally get a safe abortion. They have to now go and
your body's finna be fucked up. What? Your body's already been fucked up from the aftermath of them. Ugh.
Lord Jesus.
It's just not right. It's just not right.
When it comes down to it, man, like, a room full of men should not have any authority on a woman's life. Or
not
woman's
a single
body.
Man should have a say-so in that regard.
Yeah, that's it. Because like, if you flip it vice versa, the whole thought of saying men should have vasectomies, I'm like, kiss my ass.
Imagine.
Kiss my ass.
Imagine a law is passed that from the age of 20 to 30, it is required that every male in the United States of America has to have a vasectomy. And it cannot be reversed until you are at 30 years old due to the fact that young men around that age frame are not mature enough and responsible enough to be able to have sexual intercourse without getting a woman pregnant, quote unquote, accidentally.
And put it like this, like in a fully sophisticated society where thought and critical thinking went behind everything, it would be some justifiable logic to support that decision. But the bigger picture that supports where we are today, which is why I don't ever think that the government would full on support birth control like they're doing this shit here, is because population control is in full effect. It's been in full effect. And but put like this. I retract.
Okay.
White people are trying to save their fucking race. And believe it or not, believe what people don't motherfucking realize is the whole abortion shit. White people are the leading people to get abortions, even though it's black
facts?
People get abortions.
That facts? Is that solid facts?
Who fucking afford the shit that often? Yes, it's facts.
I did not know that white people were leading in.
Yes, they lead. They lead in abortions. So they're dwindling. As far as their race goes, they're dwindling, and on top of the mixed breeding and all that shit, sooner or later, some feel like they will be washed out. So some people believe that this is a part of them saving the race, and
of Caucasians.
That's one conspiracy. Another theory is this. Another theory is this. With how technology is going, the working class is dwindling as well. If you stop people from killing babies, you stop people from killing babies, and you force the people that can't afford to go and pay this new price or this new route to get an abortion, they have to keep them on. Now you can control the classism. Mm. Now you can control the poor. Now you have those people that have no choice but to work. It's a lot of ways people can.
That's deep.
There's a lot of different ways people can look at this shit. But I have grown to not just look at it as people controlling women. It's bigger than that, though.
Because why would you want to just control just women?
It's bigger than that. But you can look at it a lot of ways. You can look at it as one race trying to preserve theirs because they notice that theirs are dominating the numbers in regards to this said procedure. Mm. Or you can look at it as classism. Like you said, technology, years go by, we working less and less, and technology working for us.
True. Or maybe it's just a ploy to prevent motherfuckers having to buy extra Happy Meals for the bastards that are not theirs. Them not his kids. So she
running out of fries.